Being in Jerusalem for the Passover is one of the things I look forward to each year. It's a time of renewal for me, as it should be for all Jews. It is a time to remember what Jehovah has done for our people. It is a time to look forward to the coming of the Messiah, and it never feels as good to be a Jew than when you are back in the Holy Land, the home of King David, the home of the temple, the home of God. In Cyrene, where I live, there is a small Jewish community, but we are definitely the minority. It is sometimes difficult to express my faith openly there. But here in Jerusalem, with my fellow Jews, I feel bold, I feel strong. The morning I met Jesus, I was coming in from the fields. See, in Cyrene, I am a farmer. I'm often looking at different fields for possible purchase and talking with different farmers about their techniques. So I had made arrangements to meet with a farmer outside of Jerusalem in his fields. It was a productive morning. I learned a lot and made several good contacts. I was in a very good mood. As I was walking back into Jerusalem, I saw and heard the crowd. I'd forgotten that there was going to be a crucifixion that day. Had I remembered, I would have delayed my return into the city. I really don't have the stomach for executions, but it was too late to turn around. I decided to wait until the condemned man passed by, and then I would return to my cousin's, the place I was staying for the Passover. I was just minding my own business, trying to keep in the background and out of the way as they passed. The first man was spouting out curses on all who watched and on the soldiers who beat him to go on. He didn't seem to care about the crimes that had gotten him where he was. The second was crying for mercy, begging to be set free, apologizing for all the wrongs he had done that had led him to this point. The third man was silent as he bore that heavy burden, as if he had no comment about what was happening to him. Just accepted his fate as a lamb who was led to being slaughtered. The third man was Jesus. I heard of him from my cousin. He had said that there had been talk of Jesus being the Messiah, the Savior of the Jews. It was hard for me to believe that this man could ever have been thought of as the one who could save us. He could barely carry his own cross. How was he going to defeat the Romans? He was almost in front of me when he fell. The beam he was carrying came down with a sickening thud on the road. I couldn't bear to watch as he struggled to lift it up again. I turned my glance away from him and inadvertently looked right into the eye of a Roman soldier. That soldier pulled me out of the crowd and pushed me towards Jesus. "You, carry his cross," he said to me. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to have any part of this business. I'm just a simple farmer with no desire to get mixed up in this brutality. But then the soldier went to raise his sword. I knew that if I didn't do as he said, I'd be in no better position than Jesus. I wasn't willing to die just to keep out of this affair, so I went and knelt beside Jesus. Before the soldiers took him ahead, he looked at me. "I'm sorry," I told him. "I forgive you," he answered. "I forgive you." Three brief words was all Jesus ever said to me that day, but three words that never meant so much. Those three words set me free, and the time of renewal I was looking for in the Passover came from the man whose cross I was not worthy to bear.